Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Lots of excitement around the office this morning.
Mm-hmm.
As we're about to welcome for the first time to the Alice studio, Ronnie Chang.
Woo!
Bring that guy in here! Ronnie!
Hey!
Thanks, your headphones.
Thanks
right
for having
there.
Me, man.
Oh, so I'm super excited to meet you.
Yeah, I'm very excited to be in San Francisco.
Are you?
Yeah.
This can't possibly be your first time.
Second time now.
Oh, birth boy. Birthplace
of Trams, of Bruce Lee, of...
Did you say of Trams?
Bubba Guys, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, love you guys. Thanks for having me in. Always love coming down here. Great city, beautiful weather, you know, world-class baseball stadium next to the water.
Do,
I don't think
do
you guys know how good you guys got it, honestly. Great seafood.
Mm.
Yo, seafood.
You don't have to sell the place to us, man. Seriously.
Yeah,
you know what I'm realizing is that I don't think I've ever not seen you in a suit.
Really?
Well, yeah.
The first time today.
Oh, really? This is just dressing down just for the first time today.
Yeah, I've been having allergies and.
Is that what it is? You poor thing. We are having a terrible season with all the rain we've had.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I was like ODing on antihistamines yesterday. I still couldn't get rid of it. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe something more serious.
Yeah.
I mean.
It could be a flu or something.
Great. Thanks for bringing it in, man.
Yeah, I've been
nice to meet you.
I've been on the road for a little bit, so I think it's catching up to me.
Yeah. What is your schedule like? I mean, I know you from The Daily Show where you are, I got to say that every time you're on, I'm always like, John, my husband, John Ronnie's on.
John
you're going to want to see this. He comes running in.
It sounds like my mom. Yeah, he's on now. Yep.
They must be so proud of you.
Oh, parents?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, right. I mean, there you are on TV all the time.
Yeah, I don't think they know. They don't live in America.
Oh, but you must. Oh!
Yeah, so I don't know if they know.
Will you stop it? Of course they know. You're holding a whole thing about your dad. And you're just trying to make him proud.
What was that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hidden.
Yeah. He doesn't have Comedy Central, so he can't watch the show.
That is too bad.
The truth is, they don't live in America, and they they don't have Comedy Central, so they just watch clips online.
They do.
Yeah, and I don't send it to them. I let them find it on their own, so it doesn't look like I'm trying to pump myself up.
Oh, and within the family.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? They're the only people you can really brag to. You know that, right?
So they find it organically. That way I have plausible deniability.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't like it, I'm like, well, I didn't send it to you. So.
I didn't say you should watch that.
I didn't say you should watch. I didn't say it was good. Yeah,
right.
So. Did you come up through stand-up and then try out to get on the show? Or
So my primary thing is... continues to be stand-up comedy, and how they got me on the show was I was doing a show with Trevor Noah in I think it was 2013 at Just for Laughs in Montreal.
And before then, he got picked to
2 years before he got picked, and then
you guys just hit it off, and
we hit it off, but I mean we didn't even exchange numbers or anything. Like we didn't talk for 2 years, and then when he got the show, they asked me to audition for the show, and it was basically him. He promoted me to. He was like pushing me to the other people. He forced me. No one wanted me.
He shoehorned me on.
But he had the foresight to want a Asian person on the show to speak for this population of people. So he empowered, this whole group of people to have a voice on the show. I happened to be lucky enough to be the outlet. But if it wasn't me, I'd still be psyched that this guy was willing to do that. He didn't need to do that. He's not he's a little secret. He's not Asian. He's also not from he only did that because he felt the need to give these people a voice. So,
it's a pretty diverse cast now I think about it.
Yeah, I know. I think we got all the bases covered now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Everything in between.
I don't think you have a Native American on there.
Native American.
I think
Roy's like 1/10.
Really? Roy is?
Yeah.
I've noticed that you spent some time living in New Hampshire.
Yeah, when I was a kid, yeah.
Manchester, so were your parents, you lived in Manchester?
Yeah.
I'm from Boston originally, so it's funny because we always called you guys, the Cow Hampshire people.
We went there for college. We went to New Hampshire for college, so.
Oh, I thought you went to college in Australia.
As in my parents went there for college.
Oh, so, your parents did?
Yeah, my parents went to New Hampshire for college in their late 30s with two kids. They went to college for the first time in America, And then they.
How old were you guys?
I was like 3 years old.
Wow.
But then we were good immigrants because after they graduated, we went back to Malaysia. Mm. So we left afterwards. We didn't take jobs. We just studied. We got our
that
degrees.
That makes you a good immigrant.
We paid and then we left.
All right.
So, yeah.
Now you're back here.
Now we're back. Yeah, taking all the jobs. Yeah. it took me 20 years to get back here, but I'm taking all of them though.
Right. So, yeah, and you're saying that your schedule is, I think, don't you guys work 5 weeks on, 1 week off?
No. We got shows Monday to Thursday, every day. So our schedule is just every day.
And then you're able to take off on the weekends.
Yeah, on weekends I come out and do stand up. Yeah, at night I do stand up at night. I go daytime's Daily Show. We tape the show and then at night I go do stand up around
New York. Just in New York.
In New York, yeah. And then on weekends I tour. You know.
So that's a grind.
Yeah, it's a grind, but man, it's the best. I get to visit great American cities. Yeah. I get to do stand up comedy, which is the best.
Experience the histamines.
Yeah, experience the histamine. Everything. I love the histamines about the world. Everything. Morning radio. It's awesome, man. This is like.
So do you actually enjoy getting up early and doing the morning radio tour? Because that can be. That's a grind.
I mean, you guys would know. It's a freaking grind. I used to do radio in Australia.
Oh, really?
So I know it's a grind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking all your good ideas and trying to put it on radio. You know.
Right. Just try to and come up with something every single day.
Yeah, I know. It's tough, man. Respect to you guys.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate it very much.
I love doing because it's part of the game. It's part of
Sure.
Yeah, meeting the local radio host.
Part of the job.
Yeah, and talking about and if I feel every time I talk to a local radio host, I feel like I'm talking to the entire city. I get like a good
That's actually a really
right
nice thing to say.
No, don't you?
That's sweet. Well, yeah. we have the best listeners for sure.
No, I can tell. Yeah. I can tell by your font.
Oh yeah, it's like a very friendly font.
Yeah,
it's Alice, everywhere.
Yo, the Alice font, like you can tell a lot from the kind of people who listen. Yeah, it's not like it's not heavy metal.
No,
not that heavy metal people are bad people.
But it's not like ABCs, you know.
It's not like, kiddie. It's like
right.
Everything's appropriate.
It is grown ups.
Yeah, grown ups, but chill grown ups.
Right. Oh, funny.
Who aren't like
Look at you profiling our listeners.
I know, just totally. Font profiling.
Mm-hmm.
You can't swear on this thing, right?
Almost, you cannot. Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh my God. To say.
I guess I caught myself just now. I almost said pieces of whatever, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I'm really glad that you restrained yourself. It is Friday and we hate meetings. So it's fantastic.
But I know how this was. There's a dump button back there. I can say whatever I want.
There is. Actually, we all have dump buttons just in case somebody else misses it.
You
look
guys
at you knowing all the ins and outs.
So. I know. You guys want an adrenaline rush right now?
Yeah. No. I do want one.
We do not.
No,
are you nuts?
You're right. I don't. I didn't realize. I thought he was going to do it like in the midair somersault or something.
I can drop some bombs right now. We can
please
all panic.
No.
So with your parents and their story.
Yeah.
And they came up working really hard, it sounds like, with kids and going
in
to
college.
School.
Yeah.
So when you said, I'm going to become a stand-up comedian, how did that go over? And was there someone that you sort of looked at that you went, that's why?
No, I didn't tell them.
Oh.
I just wanted to go do it. I didn't tell them. Yeah.
So
they still don't know. They still don't know what the hell. Yeah.
Just stop it. So
The truth is, I didn't tell them. And by the time they found out, it was too late. I was like too far into the game.
That's,
and you were doing well, so it was okay.
I was doing okay, yeah. In Australia, I was doing okay. Yeah. And
Is there a huge comedy scene there?
In Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we know Arch Barker. Yeah,
there.
Great.
Eddie If.
Yeah,
dude.
Eddie?
I know
all
those guys.
Longtime friend of the show.
Yeah.
We love Eddie.
Eddie's great. I met him in Australia. Arch Barker is the same friend, dude. And I play poker in his house in Australia. That guy.
Oh.
Yeah, I know all those dudes. It's a huge comedy scene in Australia. I started out there. I started there 10 years almost to the day, March 2009.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah.
So you just decided to do it, or you'd always been funny, or like?
Yeah, I just decided I couldn't get a job. So I was doing stand-up comedy. It was the global financial crisis, and baby boomers destroyed the global financial economy.
Yeah,
and
thanks
I was
a lot,
coming
Mom,
out of. I was coming out of
dig.
Yeah, I was coming out of law. Yeah, everyone's complaining about millennials. Like, what the hell did millennials ever do? What did millennials? They took a couple selfies. All they did was take some selfies. Everyone's complaining. Mm. Like, they destroyed the world. No, baby boomers literally destroyed the world.
And before continue.
Yeah, and continue to. And now, it's just ridiculous. Anyway. I'm not even millennial.
Right.
I'm in between.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I can see both. I'm like. Born in 85, so I'm in between millennial and Y.
Oh, is Y the one after Gen X?
Y and then Millennial, yeah. Okay. I'm just before millennial.
You're so, cusp.
So, yeah, I'm objectively speaking here. I'm not even trying to defend myself. There's stuff I don't get about them, but hey, what the hell did they do? Look at you guys. I mean, you guys, you know, talk about personal responsibility.
We're not baby boomers.
I know.
We're Gen X. Don't you look at me? No, you're looking right at me when you said that.
I meant you guys.
Like, you think I'm the one who broke the financial system. It wasn't me.
My mistake for making eye contact. I'm sorry.
Don't make that mistake again.
Very sensitive issue here, the global financial crisis.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah, so I didn't tell them. I just went to go do it. And then...
But it worked out. Obviously, you found your footing pretty quickly there.
And yeah, I was okay. I rolled the dice. It came out. It usually comes out in my favor, the stand-up comedy. So I got lucky. Yeah, I got lucky with it.
Well, but you did. I mean, you say you got lucky, and I get that. There's some timing and stuff. But yeah. You also did a set.
Right.
Left there, probably bummed that it didn't go as well as you hoped it would. I mean, I can't help but like beat yourself up over stuff like that. And then you went back. Like... And
oh,
did
yeah.
it again.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you worked hard. You grinded that, right? Yeah,
did you bomb your first time?
No, my first time I was awesome. First time I won this competition.
What?
Yeah,
first time on stage, you won a competition?
Yeah, and then...
So you're just kidding. You didn't just decide to do comedy. You'd always been funny and you'd been working on some stuff.
No, I didn't think of doing it. I just did it that one... like, every year I would sign up for this comedy competition at my university. University of Melbourne, shout out. And then... every year I would chicken out the night before. And then my last year of university, I was like, okay, now or never. So I just signed up and then I did it the next day.
And you won the University of Melbourne.
And then after chickening out year after year. Yeah, yeah.
And then I won that competition.
You could have gotten out of law school so much earlier.
Yeah, I know. And then the next show I did, I bombed. So there you go.
Well,
that's ups and downs.
There's just no way you can avoid it. Yeah. Even the best guys, they go through time. And even if you do well, it doesn't matter what you do. Even if you do well, you're like, I missed that one thing. Yeah, right? Yeah. Didn't
man? You're so into. You got a lot of comic friends. You watch a lot of comedy.
I have comic friends, but we do it here. You leave here sometimes. Yeah, you're just like, oh God, I was awful today.
Yeah, why did I say that?
I just want to not go back.
Yeah, but you know that's the thing about live performing. I think people don't appreciate enough. It's like the variables that you know take place in live performing. If you're a paying audience member, you shouldn't have to care about that. I'm not saying that you should be conscious. You should come to a show and it should be good, you know, as professional performers we should be able to deliver, you know. But it's like sometimes you just have a bad game,
right?
You just have a bad game. Like, it's no one's fault, you know. Like, you did stuff that works all the time and now it just didn't work, you know. Maybe some audience members being weird, you know, whatever, the lighting's off. You just have a bad game. It's just like in sports. And then you beat yourself up, like you said. But
Vinny has a fascination with it. I mean, you've talked at length about, like, just how hard it is. Like, what we do, we're really in a room with a few friends. And, you know, we're super comfortable and it's day in, day out. But getting up on stage and standing there with a spotlight on you and a crowd going...
Sure.
Go.
It's one of the highest arts, in my opinion.
That's very kind of you. It is very difficult. I think everyone's job has its difficulties, so I'm not going to put it on a pedestal.
Right.
I mean, you guys are also being very modest. You guys grind it out every day. This isn't easy. You guys make it look easy because you're good. I know
you're
because
so
I used
sweet.
To. I used to try. I tried to do this in Australia. So I get it. Everyone's job is very difficult. But yeah, that's very kind. Thanks for appreciating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it takes like... creators to appreciate that stuff. I mean, if you don't make stuff, how can you ever have perspective into what it takes? You know, how can you critique without creating?
Right.
If you ever notice, people who make stuff, you never like crap on someone else's thing, even if you don't like it, because you appreciate the effort that went behind it.
Right.
You
know, or even these freaking critics out there.
Yeah, dude. Come to the show, you hear all about it.
Yeah.
Come to my Sam show. I do like 50 minutes on it. Yeah. So I mean, that's the thing. If people who make stuff, we understand the amount of, you know, to open a restaurant, the amount of risk it takes, you know, the money, the profit margins are slim, you know, and someone to come in and, you know, just go, the forks didn't come quick enough. It was like, whoa, dude, you know. There's no concept anymore.
Right. Way to reduce it down to
this thing that wasn't even a. You know,
right.
It's just weird now. Yeah. Society. But yeah, that's part of it is being able to take the hits, I guess.
Well, welcome back to San Francisco.
Thank you.
It is awesome to meet you. I know you have a full schedule this morning, so we'll let you go. Yeah. But
before you leave, please. Let me just ask you, so what do you have coming up that you're like, are you doing films? Are you. What,
oh, yeah,
what
congrats
are we, what
on
What can
the
we look for coming up?
Thanks so much. Yeah, this stand up tour. Like is actually a rescheduled one from January. This was actually wasn't supposed to be one of my last dates on this tour. It's ended up becoming one of my last dates. So I've been on the road for a little bit, so I'm kind of like wrapping this one up. I got obviously on The Daily Show. I have this cameo in a movie which I can't really, I don't think I'm supposed to talk about, but let's just say look out for the next sequel to a Japanese monster trying to destroy the city.
I'm actually already looking forward to that one. You just have a little cameo in that?
Keep an eye out in Chinatown for a certain shopkeeper who is pushing the plot line forward.
Excellent.
Ronnie Chang, so awesome to meet you. Thank you so much for being here. Enjoy your time in San Francisco.
Thank you.
He's at Cobb Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow.
Thank you.